Welcome to the home for Texas political and news analysis without an out-of-state corporate management muzzle. It's Pratt on Texas with Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis done without a donor or management-controlled muzzle or leash. Our Lone Star story of the day, three court actions that are important to Texas. A follow-up on yesterday's story on the DeVilliers case at the U.S. Supreme Court, where now both sides are claiming victory. I'll clarify that for you because there's a lot of competing information out there. An update on old liberal federal judge Janice Jack's fining of Texas $100,000 a day. It didn't go her way. And a partial loss for decency in Texas at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. We'll get to those stories, and I've got tons of other Texas news to get to. Create a more reliable and safer workplace with a drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906. Allied Compliance Services sponsors our Lone Star story of the day. Been a hard week so far, a little under the weather, all the dirt blowing and the allergy stuff. Often, for those who have serious allergies, turns into, you know, even some type of infection in the nasal cavity. It's been not been good. Feeling a little better today, but boy, it's been tough. But beautiful day in the high ground of Texas, though, today. You can't have a more beautiful day than it has been today. Praise the Lord. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a recording of today's show and other podcast extra interviews at prattontexas.com. Oh, by the way, don't forget, you folks that have heard me talk about the Ragtown Gospel Theater, the last performance of this year's, the first play in this year's season, the 18th annual season there at Ragtown. These are all original works by playwright Chip Polk, and it's very, very good. It's probably, as he put it, the most serious one they've ever done as far as very deep issues and the tone of it. It's a 33 AD, about Pilate, Barabbas, Joseph of Arimathea, the centurion who was at the crucifixion overseeing it. It's very good. This Saturday, the 20th of April, is the last performance of this run. So you need to get your tickets at ragtown.com. I just want you to know about that. Now, my friends, we've got some headlines to get through. Walmart drone delivery service is going to start at two North Texas locations next week. WFAA says, you know, they partnered with this Wing or somebody, I can't remember what, Wing Aviation, and they've already been working in a few other spots or had in North Texas. They're going to add North Richland Hills City Council. All of a sudden, I couldn't find my spot. North Richland Hills for these drones doing deliveries. I just believe, and I'm not joking, people think I'm joking, I believe if they overfly your property at a low altitude, which these type fly at, you ought to be able to shoot them down. And even in the city where you can't discharge a firearm, you ought to be able to shotgun them down. I'm not against the technology. They need to follow public street lines. They don't need to be looking over people's privacy fences and all this stuff. And that means law enforcement, too, without a warrant. I think we're going in a way that, yeah, the convenience is great, but believe me, they're computer controlled. They could follow the public streets just fine. I think it ought to be open season on any drone flying directly over your property. Just my opinion. Plus it'd be a lot of fun trying to get them. Man gets 7 life sentences for sexually abusing children and locking them in dog kennels. KVII reports this out of Amarillo. Melchor Magdaleno Garcia was convicted of several counts. Started his physical abuse began in 2012 when victims were 7, 10, and 12 years old. According to the Randall County DA's office, this man, this animal in human form, deprived them of food and water, hit and punched the children, swatted them with belts, paddles, wires, hangers, and other objects, and locked them in dog kennels, either clothed or naked. And it goes on, well, this Melchor Magdaleno Garcia is going to prison. 7 life sentences. It was not just the beating, a lot of sexual abuse. They had a big gas plant explosion at the Targa plant in Greenwood, which is just right outside of Midland. You often hear the football team, Midland Greenwood, just outside of Midland. And last evening, big explosion, and they evacuated people within 1 mile. And about 10:30 this morning, they said people can make it, can go back home. That, according to the Midland Reporter Telegram. KTRE out of East Texas reminding us that they're doing all kinds of look at damages there from the flooding that they've had in the last few days, and they think there may have been damage to Ivanhoe Dam. They're out doing damage assessments there in East Texas. Wish we could just pipe that stuff to West Texas where we need it and to the Rio Grande Valley. Former Grapeland ISD employee arrested over inappropriate photo. This reported by KTRE as well says this guy was an IT assistant and substitute teacher. Jermaine Kincaid, 44 years of age, of Neches, was arrested on April 9th on a charge of displaying harmful material to a minor. This fake priest who in Texas was going by Father Martin, he dresses like a pastor, and he goes around in religious institutions and pokes around and steals stuff. They finally got this guy. Fox 26 reporting that his real name is Milan Rostas. He's out of New York, but he did a lot of burglaries of churches in Houston recently in the last year or so, and they picked him up in California. I believe that another area, I read another story in this where they knew he was heading that way or something, and they tipped him off, so they were waiting for him. He's 45 years old. He's been infiltrating churches through deceitful means to commit theft for years. And Fox 4 in Dallas says that out of Denton, a small plane crashed short of the airport. Didn't look too bad. The pilot was the only person on board and walked away without any serious injuries. Saw a photo of it there, a single engine, but a nice size single engine airplane in Denton. Things happen. It was in a field of grass. Thankfully, nobody hurt. No property damage other than the plane. All right, my friends, the media is beginning to pick up on what I was telling you about. They're just now picking up on the election of the property tax board in the big Houston market, the major Hearst newspapers. Their other ones haven't covered it yet. Houston voters to elect property tax board members for first time. Jen Rice had the story at the Houston Chronicle, and I thought this part was funny because I've told you about this. Even some members of the legislature are unaware these races are underway. Now, this just shows what an absolute ignoramus and stupid person this state rep, Christina Morales, the Houston Democrat, is. Now, I'll tell you why it's not just ignoramus, it's stupidity. Quote, in one of the group texts, I said, you realize there's an election on May 4th? And two in the group said, I had no clue. These are my colleagues who voted on this piece of legislation. Well, she says even her colleagues were unaware of it, and they just found out. And she said, we don't know why it was for May other than November. Well, I've already explained that to you. It was in the bill very clearly that the constituting election to get these new appraisal district board of directors formed and formed upright in their new way would be now, and then later the re-elections and all that will be on the November ballots. In fact, they interviewed Senator Paul Bettencourt, and he said, look, we had to do this. The reason why it's May is because you have to get them elected so they can actually do the interviews to hire, you know, appoint people to the appraisal review board member in the fall. Well, this woman, guess what? Morales, we didn't even know. My colleagues didn't know. She's one of just four House members who voted against the bill. So, in other words, she was just four who voted against it. So you would think then she would have actually known something about the bill and known what it said and what was coming. Bettencourt's quoted as saying the common complaint everywhere was the appraisal review board members weren't listening to taxpayers. No, of course not. They're hired by the people that collect the taxes and want more. So now we'll elect three public members on there, and I'll have, for listener club members, I'll just send out a big periodic, the kind of the new way of doing at least one per month, because many of you complain I don't send anything. You're right, I get too busy. One went out yesterday to listener club members everywhere, and for people in Lubbock County or City of Lubbock for the city elections, I'll have another piece coming out soon. And I will have voter recommendations for these three at-large positions for the new appraisal board of directors, the elected positions. All counties with over 75,000 population have these three at-large positions up on this May 4th, Saturday, May 4th ballot.
Frant returns after the break.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
Over the past decade, dozens of Proud on Texas listeners have become part of a unique family of Dr. Sylvia Zuniga's dental practice in Costa Rica. Many have returned, taking friends and family. The high level of personal service given our listeners by Dr. Zuniga is amazing. From your initial no-cost, no-obligation inquiry, you'll be talking directly to Dr. Zuniga to determine your needs and answer questions. That direct contact never ends. It's as if you were among the super wealthy with your own specialist on call. Click the Dental Care banner at proudontexas.com to get started.
Federal investigators blame human error for a deadly natural gas explosion.
We all remember where we were that morning.
We could actually see the smoke from our farm here, which is close to 20 miles away.
I just heard a big boom. The tile plow ruptured into the pipeline. Once the gas got through the intakes of the tractors is when it ignited. I started running as fast as I could. The ground literally started erupting from my feet.
Watch the rest of the story at 3secondslater.org. And remember, FarmSafe starts with 811.
We're back with more Pratt on Texas. Join the Pratt on Texas Listener Club at prattontexas.com. Just like the show, it's free. Now, here's Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. I just mentioned that I get for many years at the Pratt on Texas Listener Club, I process those personally. I don't give your information out to anybody. That is my direct link to you, and you get a direct-to-me email address that doesn't go through all the filters and stuff. If you join the listener club at prattontexas.com. And I just started a month ago. I go more than a quarter, more than 5-6 months without sending anything out. And I get emails from people. Am I still a member? Of course, the real benefit to me in my mind originally was you have this direct email to me. And I look at those first every day. But it is true. I need to send out things. People have asked for it. Every time I do, I get a whole bunch more joins. If you haven't joined, join free at prattontexas.com. I don't give your information out to anybody. I sent out my big major piece, and I've already had some really good compliments from people, and thank you very much, talking about, wow, you really distilled the history of this whole Paxton fraud, financial fraud, like a way I've never seen it. Yeah, and it was hard because I was covering it for all the years since 2014. And I had to sit down and go through my notes and go back and find all of the original materials online, and some of it I had to use those Wayback machines online that archive things because the sites aren't up anymore. And I did put it together, and the headline, it was what ran in the Great Buffalo Gap Roundup News this month, the April edition, which was there ever a legitimate case against Ken Paxton? And there wasn't. And I sent that out as my feature column along with other links and other things, including a link to learning about these appraisal review board spots that most people, apparently, according to that Houston Chronicle article, even members of the legislature didn't even know were on the ballot. And in Lubbock needs, where I live, we got to have one because I never had a problem with the chief appraiser, but I do now. And I want him gone. It was incredibly unethical. They do this. It's just what the local governments have always done. The legislature passes a really big tax break. And so what did they do? They came in and more than doubled in many cases or doubled the land value. And I live in an area where there's no significant value to these lots. And how they ever came up with sale values are crazy because there hadn't been any fires anywhere in the contiguous neighborhood where a lot was sold. They dropped your home value a little and then they came in and jumped that up. Now, again, that doesn't raise your taxes. It's the tax rate that's set by each taxing entity. But this was unethical, and Tadlock, or whatever his name is in Lubbock, may be asking for a campaign to begin to get rid of him with this because it's just unethical. They did it right when they knew the legislature passed a big break, and this is the kind of stuff that's been going on for years. Well, these people will not have a majority on that board. But they will have, you have to have a majority of the three at-large elected members to appoint anyone to the appraisal review board that actually sets and, you know, handles appeals and stuff like that. So we're moving in the right direction thanks to Senator Betancourt and some others. Now I want to get to, and so if you want to get the stuff I'm going to send out with recommendations in Lubbock County, I don't have any for Taylor County. I don't know who's running. I haven't seen a thing in your local media on it. You have three people on the board running for this. They had to file way back. By the way, if nobody filed, then the board gets to appoint them. So they're just going to appoint other friends of the taxing entities. And you're going to have to wait until these come up on the general election ballot and they'll start being, you know, not all at one election. It'll be one year, 2 years later, all this other stuff. You need to find out. I hadn't seen anything, but if you want to get that information and a fantastic piece that appeared in Texas Scorecard today by one of our listeners and a person for whom we've published some of her work over the years, Sandy Swark, about the big lies about this marijuana ordinance in Lubbock and the candidates running. Fabulous piece out, and I hope to send that out, too, to the people that are Listener Club members in Lubbock. So just go to PrideOnTexas.com and join. Make sure that you'll get that. If you're on it, in it already, check your spam folder, junk folder, because these systems send them there. I don't send a lot out, and unless you've moved it and whitelisted it, it's going to go there. But there was all, everywhere, wherever you are in the country, the Listener Club email went out yesterday. All right, let's get to these big court issues. Let's take one here that's not, that it's this ongoing case where all that Texas did was pass a law that said you've got to verify age. Isn't it funny you can do all this for tobacco and everything? Even just to go to a tobacco company's website, you have to verify your age. It's just crazy. But for the pornography people, CNN, of course, they're a bunch of leftists. They love these people. They call them the adult entertainment industry bull. Headline at CNN asks adult entertainment industry, made pornographers, asked Supreme Court to block Texas age verification requirements for porn sites. In other words, they don't want anybody to have to show that they're of age. The 2-1 decision of a panel of the Fifth Circuit last month said that Texas can put this law into place because the state has a legitimate interest in preventing minors' access to pornography. And, of course, CNN argues along with these pornographers that there was a Supreme Court decision in 1997 that invalidated a federal law intended to protect minors from indecent material because it imposed on First Amendment, blah, 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 blah. But the Fifth Circuit used a 1968 precedent, and it's different. Now, they're wanting this fast-tracked. They want this done quickly, expedited review at the U.S. Supreme Court. Who knows whether the Supreme Court will even bother. But, that you know, we're just under attack at every direction. And there is no problem with First Amendment rights or anything with having to verify age to access pornography. Frankly, there would be nothing wrong with making pornography illegal like it used to be. But people say, oh, no, that's artistic expression. Yeah. Uh-huh. Foster care laws. I'm a little bit of a libertarian on that. I think it is. You shouldn't, you know, government can't make those decisions, but I don't really have a problem with the old standard of it being it's a community mores, and it's decided by juries whenever it comes up in a local community. And if you're in Austin and you want to show, you know, people getting it on with animals and all the other nasty stuff that's on there, I guess a jury could say that's not pornography here, but where I live, it would probably be labeled pornography. All right, I just don't think there's a problem with the old-fashioned jury system in that, and I don't think that puts too big of a weight on anybody. But, you know, we've moved way past that in our degeneration as a society. Now, Janice Jacks, I spoke quite a bit about this Janice Jack, this old fossil of a old-fashioned liberal Democrat federal judge sitting on the bench in Texas. It's been trying to run one of the biggest, you know, giant, the whole state, the foster care system. I don't want to replow the ground of what I said yesterday, except to remind none of these in any states, no matter how much money they spend, are going to run well. They're not going to be fully staffed either. It's just the nature of the work. Everybody thinks if I get paid more, I'd love my job. You won't. Be an employer and hire people. You'll soon learn that 99% of the time when people just want more money, you can give them the money, they're still gone in 6 months. It's about job satisfaction. Other things matter more. These type of jobs are always dealing with horrible situations and negative things, and they're just never going to be perfect. And the leftist press isn't real happy today. The Austin American Statesman upset because, well, she fined us $100,000 a day late Monday. And I told you all about it because she thinks we're not doing a good enough job, even though we've pushed tons of new money and all kinds of things into the foster care system. And she's like, oh, Howard O. Woodward, all these other judges that used to run our school busing and everything out of the court. This is just so wrong. Well, the Fifth Circuit granted a temporary stay blocking her order that we don't have to pay the fine yet. So that's good. She ordered the Monday evening. I talked to you about it yesterday. A three-judge panel said, nah, temporary stay. Texas doesn't have to pay the fine yet. We'll take briefs on the matter later in April. And you know, they talk about her scathing, Janice Jack, her scathing ruling against the 427-page ruling against the state. She's full of it. There may be deficiencies out there, but there's nothing that says in the Constitution that really makes it right for a federal court to run a state agency. And the whole thing is convoluted.
More from the True Texan Studio after this.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
Do you know a veteran in need? Nation's Finest, through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, helps veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada, helping thousands of veterans every year. Visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
Costa Rica is a world center for dentistry, and while there are many large clinics catering to Canadians, Americans, and Europeans with good prices, they still have the push-em-through maximize cash flow model. That's not what you'll find with our official dentist, Dr. Sylvia Zuniga. With Dr. Zuniga, you'll be the patient, the center of attention for your entire stay, beginning from airport arrival until you leave for home. It's a level of care, a family in a sense, few've ever experienced. Click the Dental Care banner at PrattOnTexas.com to learn more.
Pratt believes, school or not, the only thing that'll stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Now, here's a good guy with a gun. Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. More in our Lone Star Story of the Day, sponsored by Allied Compliance, about quite a few court situations. Here's a new one today. Appeals court knocks down Texas school book banning law from the Hearst papers. And of course, the headline alone is a lie, just as these are all over the country. Nobody out there is banning books. None of the Republican legislatures, nobody's banning books. It's a lie from the beginning, but Edward McKinley writing for Hearst and their Austin Bureau doesn't care, because I guess he's just a fellow traveler along the road of the leftist propaganda. Or he's ignorant, which is probably more likely based on my experience in the world of the press. But we never banned any books. You know, restricting access to age-appropriate things in public institutions paid for by tax money, and particularly schools where the law compels people to attend, that is not book banning. Book banning is when you make it illegal to possess or sell or trade or give out a particular book. We don't do that, but the left keeps telling you that the simple issue of having standards about non-sexually explicit material in children's school libraries, they call this book banning. And that's how you can tell from instantly when you listen to these people or see the stories that they're liars. They're just absolute liars doing the work of the devil. Because they know this isn't, but well, I don't all know, because a lot of them really are mental midgets. I have read these quotes from these people. They are mental midgets. By the way, there's some real smart midgets out there. We're not talking about midgets. And by the way, I don't care if that's a politically incorrect term. It's a proper term. Just like to retard and retarded is not a bad word. It simply means slowed development or development that never reached its point. Just get over yourself. Use the words that mean the right thing. All you do is convey the old meanings of the word you don't like to a new word, and you just make a new word bad when you go changing the words. It's stupid. It's like book banning. They know better. A lot of these people don't know better because they are stupid. This law, the court did, you know, had already ruled against Texas on this law, a panel. Well, the en banc court decided not to take it up again and review their decision. So, of course, they're knocking down Texas school book banning law, which isn't a book banning law. In fact, when you understand what they ruled against, you'll understand that has nothing to do with banning anything. But the judges did let stand the other part of the law that establishes library standards in our public schools that do ban sexually explicit books in public schools. So they let that stand, and yet they tell you in the headline that the court knocked down Texas book banning law. You know what they knocked down? Was the part that makes booksellers to public libraries rate their books for sexual conduct. Because they all claim this is unworkable, they can't do it, how would they know? Which really scares the thunder out of me, because don't we vet school curriculum like crazy? And yet these people have prevailed in court saying that they don't have to know the content of the, what if the books are telling how to build bombs and telling people to get on the Muslim holy war chain and kill their teachers and blow up the school? That their argument is, we don't have to know any of this. We can place all this in school libraries and it's not a problem. And they say it's too expensive, it's unworkable, it hits on our First Amendment to have to rate the sexual content of books. Let me tell you, somebody from the time I was 16 years old did a massive amount of government contracting. I mean a massive amount of government contracting. This is the only government contractor I've ever heard of that doesn't have to attest to the content and or quality of their product. I don't care what else you sell to business. It's got to be, you have to be able to attest to the contents, the makeup, whatever it is. I mean, if you're doing asphalt, TxDOT wants to know exactly how it's made. They're going to test it. It's going to fit the bid specs. I don't care what you sell to the government. You got to know. But in this case, these independent booksellers have won in court saying that they can provide stuff to public libraries, school, which are public school libraries, with that it's wrong. And they got judges to agree with them that it's wrong for them to have to be able to attest to the content. That in and of itself inherently is amazingly stupid. And by the way, that vote to let that little decision stand was 9-8. So 8 got it right, 9 got it wrong on the Fifth Circuit. And I can't wait. Somebody else, some of these other government contractors need to come in and sue and stuff over cancellations and fines and penalties and stuff. Say, wait a minute, you set a precedence. We don't have to know the content of what we're doing or its quality. The five of the justices, led by former Texas Solicitor General James Ho, who is just brilliant, published a dissent in this case and said, states have a profound interest in protecting the innocence of children from various adult activities. And they listed all kinds of things that, like I did a while ago, alcohol, gambling, smoking as examples. We also shield them from sexually explicit materials. Nothing in the First Amendment prevents states from taking steps to shield children from such content. Oh, but 9 of the justices, they let stand that we can say you can't have sexually explicit material in public school libraries. That the court let stand. But it's somehow an offense to the First Amendment that the vendor selling the product has to know what the product is and what it's... Think about that. Forget this argument over trans stuff and the other homosexual stuff. That means that they have no responsibility whatsoever of knowing what the content is that of the books they sell to libraries. That means, as I said before, they could be terrorist bomb cookbooks or anything. Oh, Robert, that's more extreme than this. The picture books we've seen in the public school libraries for elementary kids that have oral sex and stuff drawn going on and anal sex and stuff like that. Come on, that's there. It's been proven. It was all over. It's been all over. Little towns, big city districts, it didn't matter. This is insane that the court would say it's some kind of affront that you actually being a vendor to government it's an affront to your First Amendment rights to actually... So that means in any other government contracting, I could say, wait a minute, by making me rate the quality of the product for a particular type of content, you're compelling me to engage in speech, thus you're violating my First Amendment rights. So I am not going to... Our company's going to sue, and we are not going to attest to the chemical quality, composition, and potency of the jet fuel that we provide to your municipal airport that you then resell. We don't care if the plane's going to crash. Doesn't matter. We don't care if the kids get recruited by the devil into this pornography. We don't care. You're violating our First Amendment right. This is stupid. It shows the utter bankruptcy morally, but more importantly, intellectually, of a bunch of judges on what's supposed to be the most conservative appellate circuit in the whole country, the fifth. Insanity. Justice Ho is right. I mean, that's insanity. I've never seen a case where government contractors, I mean, again, I'm telling you, on the arguments, I've read their arguments that they made before and what their point was and what the court ruled on and what that previous panel ruled on. That's what they're talking about. They say it's compelling speech, that it's unworkable, and it's expensive to have to tell the government to which they're selling the product or service what's in it as relates to the demand. Well, every single government contracting issue you have out there has something related to that. If you're selling air conditioners to the local school district and they require that the ones you bid have to have a certain energy efficiency, all you got to do now is go to the Fifth Circuit and tell them, go sue. Oh, no. You're making it. We don't believe in that energy conservation stuff or anything about that. So it's too expensive and unworkable for us. And besides, it interferes with our First Amendment speech because having to provide that compels us to speech. This is absurd. And the only reason they got the ruling this way, they wouldn't rule this way on anything else, but it's this evil sexualization of the culture. For some reason, the left, being fed and pushed along by the devil, has convinced so many otherwise reasonable people that when it comes to things like sexuality, oh my goodness, you can't object to anything. Anything goes. Everything goes. And boy, if you take any firm position against it, you're some kind of horrible bigot. Well, that's just crazy.
Keep that six shooter at your side. Fred on Texas will be right back after this.
Hunting, sports shooting, and self-defense require the right tools for the right job, and there's no better place to buy new, buy used, upgrade, or repair than from my Second Amendment and Anti-Whip headquarters, LSG Tactical Arms at 2650 34th in Lubbock. You can shop and order anytime at lsgarms.com and then take delivery from the store in Lubbock. In person at 2650 34th in Lubbock or online at lsgarms.com. LSG Tactical Arms is your place to find the right tool. Lubbock area friends, it happens every year when the weather warms up. Almost all the household pests hatch and spread at about the same time. Call Gafford Pest Control today to have your place treated inside and out. Then you won't be stuck like most people waiting up to 2 weeks or more to get treated. It happens every year without fail, so call now. Gafford Pest Control, 792-4292. Don't wait, as you'll end up waiting even longer. Call Gafford Pest Control now, 792-4292, and be sure and tell them Pratt on Texas sent you. When you need new tires for your vehicle, trailer, or truck, talk first with the pros at Williams Brake, Tune, and Tire in downtown Lubbock. Williams Brake, Tune, and Tire has taken care of our tire needs for years with the best of service and pricing. Whether it's work vehicles, fleet service, or just your passenger car or truck, they've got the tires you need at the right price. Get tires and full service from personal vehicles to fleets from Williams Brake, Tune, and Tire at 19th and Avenue A in downtown Lubbock. WilliamsBrakeTuneAndTire.net.
He's built companies in Texas since the Reagan reelect, paid personal and business taxes, dealt with regulation at every turn, and all the while been hip deep in Texas politics. A host who has done much more than sit and talk. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Now, yesterday we had the big breaking news that DeVillier, the farmer and a bunch of other folks from out in the Winnie area had won at the U.S. Supreme Court. That's generally the view everyone has taken on this, except for the Attorney General's office in Texas. And by the way, this is a lesson for those of you morons out there that think, well, you're a Paxton backer, so you just believe everything he says and you're always for, you know, I've got people think because I criticize a state rep once, twice, or 100 times that somehow I'm some kind of traitor because I was a friend and no. No, but we don't worship personalities here. It's what's right and wrong. And the Attorney General's office is spinning this on an internal legal point that's just dumb. And so you get headlines today, like both sides of Fox had a headline. Both sides claim victory after Supreme Court rules Texas rancher can sue state over flooded lands. Supreme Court rules in favor of Winnie area ranchers suing Texas over flooding, which the state basically raised I-10 and created a concrete dam and flooded their farms and their homes and their cattle and their livestock, everything out of place. It's horrible. All right, we've covered that story, the details of it. Well, Paxton yesterday about Showtime puts out a press release saying AG Paxton secures unanimous SCOTUS win on Texas property rights case. 9-0, unanimous win at the Supreme Court, protecting the ability of Texas to handle compensation duties under the state law for any allegedly taken property. Now, let me just remind you that you can't always get all furious at the Attorney General when he takes a side that you don't like, because he is the lawyer for the state, and the laws are what they are, and he has to argue in favor of the state agencies. He's their attorney, okay? So you got to understand this. But this is just weird, because the state flipped around on this, and there are some Fox stories, okay? De Villiers and their neighbors sued, arguing Texas can turn their farms into a lake if it needs to, but not without paying the property owners. In other words, it's a takings issue. They pointed the Fifth Amendment, which, of course, protects you against taking a property without compensation. And Fox reported it this way. Texas argued that the takings clause in the Fifth Amendment didn't apply since it doesn't explicitly indicate that a state government must provide just compensation for property if it seizes or damages. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with Texas' argument on that. And constitutionally, they're right. It doesn't say that a state has to. But Texas, it's crazy that the AG's office says, oh, we won because they switched directions in this. In January, when they presented the case before the Supreme Court, they told the justices that ranchers could in fact sue in state court under the Fifth Amendment. Prior to that, they had made an opposite argument, ladies and gentlemen. The best write-up on this is by R.A. Schutz, their housing reporter, I think, at the Houston Chronicle. The lawyers, the property owners, argued the flooded lands was a violation of both the state constitution and the federal constitution on the takings clause. Texas moved for the case to be heard in federal court instead of state court. That was what Texas did through the AG's office, and then said there were no grounds for the property owners to bring the case against the state in the federal court. In other words, the AG's office on this deal, defending TxDOT basically, originally argued that, well, this needs to be heard in federal court, and then they get there and they say, well, the argument is you can't do this. You can't bring a case against the state in the federal court. Lawyers said an act of Congress would be necessary to give the plaintiffs ground to sue in federal court. And there's a little bit to that argument, but the Supreme Court justices pushed back on this against the Fifth Circuit and the state of Texas. Justice Sotomayor said, this seems to me like a totally made-up case because they did exactly what they had to do under Texas law. It's almost a bait and switch. Texas lawyers protested and said the state law actually did allow suits under the Fifth Amendment, and the Supreme Court ruling says in that case the suit should be heard in state court. So the fact that he gets a hearing, he can now sue, these landowners can sue in state court against the state, really should have never been in doubt, but they had to go to all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court to get it done. And then when they get there, the state argued that, oh, wait a minute, you can't. And talk about spin. The Attorney General's office is, for as long as Texas has been Texas, it's been recognized that property rights are crucial to free society. Under the U.S. Constitution, such claims should be pursued under state law unless Congress has said otherwise. I'm pleased the Supreme Court agreed with us unanimously that citizens should sue under Texas law. Now, by the way, you can win. It doesn't mean that the state can be compelled to pay you. The legislature will have to appropriate funds if you win the case, and that often they never pay up. All states are that way. This whole thing is convoluted. It really makes me wonder if some of those bunch of traitors in that office that were idiots were the ones running this case early on and made a bunch of arguments that the AG himself ended up not agreeing with. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. You have to remember the AG is the state's attorney, and just like with your own attorney, you expect them to make every argument they can twist the law around into and precedent into to try to support your side. And that's what the AG's office has to do a lot of times. I just think it's hilarious that they sent out a press release claiming victory when they're we always believe you could sue in state court for takings, except their arguments were the exact opposite earlier on in this case. And that's why you get these headlines about both sides claiming victory. Again, the hard thing's going to be they're going to easily prove that TxDOT created this dam and didn't provide drainage. The real problem is, how do you compel the state to pay up? Well, if you lose a case, you have to pay. Oh boy, you hadn't been. See, this is why I don't like when people who've just, for example, been an employee all their life or just talked on the radio and have no real experience out there try to talk about policy as if they know what's right. I don't mean they can't present things. I'm just saying they don't know things. Most people who aren't in business and haven't been involved in lawsuits for debts and other things like that have no clue how hard it is, even when you're not dealing with the government, to get paid. We learned early on in my first company, it's only in a few cases is it ever worth suing for debts, even when they clearly owe you. Because you can win the judgment. Okay, they owed you 15 grand. You got a judgment for 15 grand. How are you going to collect it? In Texas, it's a good thing. It's like bankruptcy protections. You can't take people's tools of their trade. So say you sue an electrician who you did a bunch of work for in his office, maybe you decorated it or some other service or whatever, and then he doesn't pay up, you win the judgment. You win hands down. How do you force him to pay? You really can't. Oh, you get the deputies, go see stuff. Yeah, but you can't take a man's tools of his trade. Oh, well, there's a nice boat out there. This actually happened to us. A really nice boat in the yard. We go get the boat. Deputies take the boat. We're going to sell it, get the proceeds. Oh, nope. Turns out he gets an affidavit, says some lake he goes to, that the guy that owns the little gas pump on the lake was willing, you know, his buddy signed an affidavit saying, well, he uses that boat when he's here to float up to my pump to check the, you know, to check it or to do any repairs on it. Oh, can't get any money. I'm just telling you, folks, if you don't know how it really is, you can win judgments against people. It is very hard to collect. When you sue the state, and these ranchers are 100% in the right down there, getting paid is going to be tough. Now, it is possible that there's some fund in TxDOT they can pay out of that the agency can pay. Who knows? Normally, it's like with Mike Leach trying to sue Texas Tech over his contract, the late football coach. Even if you were, they just argue sovereign immunity. So again, what's the point of even having a contract if they're not liable for anything? It's a one-sided deal doing with the government. We have got to reform this sovereign immunity stuff nationally. It needs massive reform. But even if you get a judgment, how are you going to enforce it? How are you going to enforce it? The state, pretty much, just like with those guys that were mad at Paxton, that's what all this was in the session. They came to an agreement, settlement agreement, to let the stuff go, and the legislature would not pass a bill to pay the settlement. Well, a judgment's different. Nah, pretty much the same thing. The legislature has to pay it, and whether they will or not is, well, they usually don't. Maybe they will. All right, my friends, we're out of time. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pride on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.